The next Zog in the Mishnah, Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, both speak about things that pertain to Dayanim. Of course, the Rosh of Bezdin, one of each Zog, was in fact a Dayan. The Nasi also was involved in having to make decisions like this, and therefore advice for Dayanim is very important. Most of us are not Dayanim, but there's always what for us to learn from the way Dayanim need to conduct themselves as well. In Mishnah Chet, Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al ta'as atzmecha ka'orchei hadayanim, u'kishiyiyu ba'alei dinim omdim lefanecha, yiyu ve'enecha kirishayim, u'kishiniftarim milfanecha, yiyu be'enecha kizakoyin, kishakiblu aleihem et adin. These three statements are three different aspects of how a dayan has to relate to the people and the case coming before him. On the one hand, the dayan's job is not to be the orchei hadayanim, not to be the lawyer, not to look for the sides. It's the people's job to present their sides, and the dayan has to realize that his job is to judge, not to present the sides of each side. The next two statements relate to how to relate to the people and not just the case. On the one hand, we're told that a dayan has to be suspicious, especially if he knows at least one of the litigants and knows them to be a good person. This could impact his ability to look at the case beyond the person and judge the case. We know that we're supposed to judge people for the positive. That's in general when we're not meant to judge between two people. When we're judging between two people, we have to suspect both of them. Yuveinecha kirishayim, to suspect them of the worst. In contrast, kishaniftarin milfanecha, yuveinecha kizakoyin. When they leave you, you should assume that they're innocent, even though you convicted one of them. Kishaniftarim milfanecha yuveinecha kizakoyim. Why? When? Kishakiblu aleihem et hadin. When they accept the psak, when they respect the psak that's been given, when they respect the authority of the dayanim, of the rabbanim to give the psak, then you see them as innocent. We know that when a tzaddik is seen doing an avera, we assume that he's done tshuva. Parenthetically, it doesn't mean that we put them back to the position they were in before, and we have to, of course, protect the community. But on a personal level, we assume that tzaddikim do tshuva. And when litigants accept the din, we assume that they are now innocent and zakai and good people, even if we've convicted them of offenses up to this point. We may not be dayanim, but we have to apply the same kind of thing. When we have to judge a case, we have to suspect the worst. But in the end, people who are committed and accepting of halachic authority and of decision-making, we respect them as zakoi, even if something up to this point may have been done incorrectly.